setting the bar time. Kelly, what are these?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in, like mostly.
Yeah, pets, big part of the family. Dogs, cats, maybe even hamster. So look, if you can manage to make it through the day without immortalizing your dead hamster taxidermied as an exotic dancer, you're doing okay.
What?
So honestly, I don't know if this is a setting the bar story or a feel-good story, because Jess loved her hamster so much that when he passed, she decided to give Hammington...
Hammington? His name is Hammington?
Yeah, life as a pole dancer.
Why?
So there, why? Hammington is taxidermied, oh, destined forever around a pole wearing a pink thong. Little bills thrown around his feet there.
What is happening?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Cost her about $200 to do that. And she keeps Hammington next to her bedside, thought, you know, what is more iconic than a hamster on a stripper pole hustling for money? So again, not sure if, I honestly don't think this is a setting the bar story more than it is a feel good, because she just loves her hamster so much.
Yeah,
she decided to forever immortalize Hammington as a... as a pole dancer.
I mean, it's like a little, it almost looks like a paperweight size, right? It's got a mirrored bottom.
Yeah, well, that's the only way to do it.
It's
the only way to do it. You know,
that is the most, like, listen, when she says what's more iconic, I don't think I can think of anything else.
Yeah, so I don't know if we are shying people away from immortalizing their dead pet this way, or we are honoring those people who do that. But we can only imagine Def Leppard is playing in heaven for little Hammington as he's dancing around the stripper pole.
If they don't have a button that plays that song on his little pedestal, they need to add one, because that is magical.
Yeah,
I can only, this is the one thing that I would have loved to have seen. I want to see the face of the taxidermist when Jess laid that idea on him, like, hear me out.
But
this is my idea.
Like, I gotta think, though, taxidermists are probably the type of person who just shrug and are like, all right, you do you. And just
Yeah,
I mean, they've probably seen and heard it all.
And this is probably a welcomed little fun job, because that can't be a super fun job. But this one probably was fun.
Yeah.
Because it turned out pretty well.
So, seeing is believing. So, if you want to take a look, we tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show. But, yeah, may Hammington forever rest in peace as a stripper on a pole.
Oh, Hammington's not resting. He's working.
Yep. Dancing
working
forever.
The pole.
Working the pole. Oh, shoot. It's 99.7 DJX. That is your Setting the Bar story.